Hey everybody, it's March 6th. I have a question for you as we start today's Pray Today challenge. When you think about the future, what emotion more than likely arises in you most of the time? Is it excitement? Now, I'm a true believer that there are times that we have things coming up that we get excited about. I'm a true believer that we all need something to look forward to. And I think that God blesses us so often with something that we can look forward to in our future that's going to bring joy to our lives. Though I don't think we should be fully dependent upon that, because heaven is the thing that we should be most looking forward to. But let's just be honest, as we look at the world around us, it's really difficult for most of us to look into the future and not feel fear. If you have small children, looking into the future for your children, I know that for me, that's something that I really struggle with having fear about, is thinking about the future that this world is going to present to my children and my grandchildren. If Jesus doesn't come back by then, come Lord Jesus, right? But I think it's really easy to look at the future and to have fear. And, you know, the Bible makes very clear that in the end days, things are going to be ugly. And, boy, I don't know another time in history that things have looked uglier than this as a whole in our world. Certainly not in my lifetime or many of your lifetimes. And we look at where our world's going. We look at how people are turning their backs on God. One of the verses, as I think about having fear of the future, is one of the most popular verses out there that we'll find on Hobby Lobby signs, or we'll find on tattoos, or we'll find on Bible verses that are sent between people on email. It's one of the first verses I memorized as a young man in college. And it's Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, "Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths." And that might not be a verse that you think about when it comes to fear of the future. You might just think it's about trust, and it is about trust, but it's about trust with our future. That we're not going to understand everything that's going on. There's no way that any of us can predict what the next year is going to look like. We can certainly predict what part of our eternity will look like. We know it will be in the presence of God if we belong to Christ. But it's so easy for that fear to creep in. I want to encourage you today to think about that verse, trust the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Let's pray about that today. Thank you for the promise, Lord, that you give us, that you will never leave us or forsake us, that you will always guide us, you will always be present, that we can come to you when we're weary and we're heavy burdened, and you will give us rest, that we can cast our anxieties on you because you care for us. Father, thank you so much that you outline in these verses in your word in Proverbs what your job is and what our job is. Lord, I know that my job is to trust you with all my heart. I know that my job is not to lean on my understanding. And I know that my job is to acknowledge you in all my ways, to honor you. And then, Lord, you promise that your part is that you'll direct my paths. Father, all I need to do is put one spiritual foot in front of the other. And if I am acknowledging you, trusting you, and not worrying about my understanding, but understanding that you know exactly what's happening and that you know what the future looks like, and I don't need to know, But I do know, Lord, that you will direct me if I'm acknowledging you. Lord, may I acknowledge you in everything I do today, in everything I say to others today, in everything I think today. Every decision that I make, may it be an acknowledgement of who you are. Thank you, Lord. As the old adage goes, I don't know what the future holds, but Lord, I know you hold my future, and for that I give you so much thanks, and that just brings me comfort to know that the future is in your hands and that you will never leave me or forsake me. Thank you, Lord. I don't have to do this alone. Would you guide me? Would you direct my paths? And I will continue to walk in your ways in Jesus' name. Amen.